Yo, it's time to take a brief pause for the calls. This week's episode is brought to you and sponsored by Anchor, one of the leading flagship applications in podcasting. We submit weekly content on Wednesdays and Sundays. Like, share, favorite us on the Anchor app. Now let's get back to the show.
I want to rock with you.
Yo, hey, ho, who? I want to rock with you too. Hey, catch that vibe. Oh, Janet. What's up, man? It's your boy Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hers.
We are back at it with a beautiful another episode of His and Hers podcast.
Finally.
How's it going, babe?
It's going great.
How are you guys doing? Hopefully you guys are getting set to enjoy a beautiful long weekend. Happy Memorial Day to all of our men and women who have provided service in the military. Those who are with us, those who are no longer with us, I want to give you a token of gratitude for your service. That's what Memorial Day should definitely be about, although I know a lot of people are going to use it to take a day off from work or a couple of days off, eat, drink with their family, spend time, maybe take a little quick staycation, vacation. It's all relative. I do understand it. You know, we're human beings. We're creatures of habit. You know, we get into a whole cluster of going to work and the monotony of hanging out, doing the same thing. So use this day and take this time as you see fit.
I will. I have a day off and I'm using it to hopefully get some rest and reset for my short week.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank those that have served our country. Thanks to you, we get to honor you on this special day.
Absolutely.
As we should.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. As always, you guys know where you can find us. Apple, Spotify, Google Radio Player. We're still on all those DSPs. Hit up Vanessa or myself if you guys have any questions, want to shoot or submit any topics. We're always here for that.
We also have our link on our bio, so make sure to click away. I know that I feel, and this is just my opinion, that we've been slacking a bit or absent a bit in reference to the podcast. We haven't been able to record. I know that we're always blaming our poor child, but we are going through teething season, which is very, very different. I won't say difficult because he's a good kid, but we've been dealing with skipping naps, skipping sleep, and just dealing with him dealing with his new teeth as well.
Yeah, and that's I think the difficult part about it is just working around that. You know,
plus we always mention this also, we have our regular 9-to-5 jobs and trying to be hot mom summer, you know, and we're trying to keep the house tidy. We're trying to stay in tune with each other as well as a couple. So, I mean, just juggling life like everyone else.
Yeah, man. Sometimes life just gets the life and life happens to us all, you know.
But I do want to start by saying I do feel like we're so blessed. And I feel like a lot of times we take it for granted, right? Based on life itself. I think we refocus on other things. Like if we really take a minute to sit and think, like shit could be worse.
Yeah, definitely. You always kind of get into that monotony of thinking when there's a bunch of different things going on. And I think we're creatures of habit. I know I keep harping on that, but it's human nature for you to see, like, certain people that you are, you know, maybe cool with or maybe not even cool with, or even coworkers, colleagues, acquaintances, former friends. Like, you see them doing things within their lives or in their respective realm and just wonder, like, why is that not happening for me, or why is it not occurring for me? And that's just human nature. Like, people can say that they don't. They can say that, you know, they try not to pay attention to it, or they don't compare themselves. And I just feel like we all kind of take a peek around the curtain every once in a while and just like, damn, you know, I want some of that to like happen for me. But you have to definitely count your blessings first, you know.
And I think a lot of times we even do it without realizing that we do. Like, I know that we've mentioned in the past, we see this ridiculous flower arrangement on Instagram and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing for me? You know, what is my man doing for me?
Yeah.
Even though our men have done that and more and plenty more.
Yeah.
But it's we're so quick to compare, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we want to talk about today, is not only comparing, but I feel like we focus so much on materialistic things instead of enjoying. And it is the finer things in life. And I tell Wayne myself, it takes a lot for us to sit down and literally be grateful for what we have.
Word.
Because we're always so focused on doing better. And I know that we're two individuals that are always looking for better when it comes to jobs, when it comes to for each other. Like, we always want to do the most. And it's not even to brag. And I always tell Wayne, I hate that. There, people are always like, and I get comments, and I get it that this is probably the way that they see it, but they're like, oh, Wayne's always buying his shoes. And it's like, no, like, yeah, he does, you know, but that's not all he does. Not only that, that's not the reason why I'm posting. I don't know, yeah. Like, if it makes sense.
It's, yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
But that's how people see us, like what we post on social media.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like, I think it has a lot to do with the climate that we're in, unfortunately. We're like this new age or this new era of, or like, if you don't post it or it didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? Or if you don't tag a person or you don't show it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, but that's not what we do it. Like, you know what I mean? That, I mean, I would hope that our relationship isn't predicated off of materialistic things, then, you know, but there are relationships instances where that is the case. Like, oh, like, you know, people, like, literally fighting, having an argument because you didn't do X, Y, and Z, and you said, when you said you would do A, B, and C.
So I know that we follow, like, all these celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. And I just seen, of course, one of your favorite couples. I don't know if they're even a couple, but they're a thing for sure. And it's Puff Daddy and Carisha, right? Young Miami. And I'm like, are they together or not? He had a child behind her back. And it's like, once again, we're focused on this reality show that's in our phone, right? Like, it's our IG reality show.
I wouldn't even call it a relationship. I would call it
a situation.
They have an understanding.
Oh, and that.
That's exactly.
So she's like bragging about how he spent like a bag at the Chanel store.
Right.
On her. But it's like, girl, he had a whole baby on you. And supposedly that's when they were, like, officially together.
I don't think that they ever were officially together, in my personal opinion. They can
I don't think he did either, to be quite honest.
I mean, when she interviewed him, he more or less said that in so many words.
He hesitated, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh, so, you know, he's like, I'm enjoying life right now. And she said, oh, you acting bad.
Mm-hmm.
Basically referring to, oh, you're not going to claim me. That's what I heard from that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, if they love, I mean, people are gonna immerse themselves and ingratiate themselves in whatever they feel is gonna work for them, right? I think far too often, though, that's why certain individuals have fallouts, because they don't list or they don't state, they don't have a clear agenda or they don't have a clear purpose with regard to your intentions with the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
what are we?
Yeah, like, you know, it usually starts like that. Y'all catch a vibe, it's cool. Might get a text here, a little phone call there. You know what I mean? Oh, what you doing tomorrow? Or what you doing next week? Or we should get together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They began to enjoy each other's company. And this is just surface level shit. You know what I'm saying? That eventually morphs into more. Right? So then, you know what I mean? Okay. So y'all grow that. Y'all build upon that. Right? Then y'all... Okay, so then it gets to a point, though, to where it's like, we can't always go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We can't always go get steak and lobster. We can't always go to the beach, hold hands. We can't always just, you know what I'm saying, wham, bam, thank you, man, get the fucking. It's like, it's going to get to a point to where it's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think far too often, so many people, when there's no substance there, and that nothing's really built off of, like, integrity or morals or, you know what I'm saying? That's where
standards,
it's like,
that's important.
That's where it's like, oh, damn, this is what I like. If you really, like, honestly, like, if you really think about, I'm not even talking about just dating. If you really think about your emotional attachment to an individual, right? Whether they're a friend or other.
Yeah.
What purpose do they really serve in your realm?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we could just start keeping it, like, all the way 1,000. Like, if you really start to, like, really psychoanalyze every relationship that's in your current, like, realm today in real time, you probably start weeding motherfuckers out left and right. Cause they
well,
really,
that's kind of what happened to me. I mean, I had to do a cleanup.
Yeah.
You know?
You had a cleanup?
I was spring cleaning. And, I mean, I'm good. Like yeah. I said, I feel like I'm where I should be. And mm-hmm. the people in my circle are the people that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back to the subject, I feel like we do focus so much in materialistic things.
Why is that, though?
I know that we always blame the internet, but I feel like at a point, for example, and this is just throwing it out there,
mm-hmm.
the IG couples, right?
Right.
That are traveling like crazy, that are spending like crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that they have that emotional attachment to each other? Or even at times, even like that love that you're like, fuck, this is the love that I want. That is the love that I would want.
I think yes and no, because I think there are certain like Instagram couples that are doing this for public consumption. So at a point, it's like, are we ever going to put the camera down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, we just watched an interesting documentary on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was it called? The longest third date ever.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the origin of their story, of their love story, she was a little taken aback by him always constantly needing to record stuff, not knowing that this is this man's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
This is how this affects his bottom line.
What was his name, like Movie Matt or something
Movie
like
Matt.
That? Because he would like record himself doing every single
thing.
Yeah,
but keep in mind, she didn't know this initially.
No, she said she would have never dated him.
Exactly. And then, you know, would come to find out, like, you know, this is like, he's you know, celebrities,
guy, yeah.
he's a great guy, but this is his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I just think, yes, on the account of there are people who really go on a vacation, they have pure intentions of literally just spending their time with their partner, and you know, they're filming these things and they're capturing these memorable moments, you know, seamlessly.
Yeah.
There's no coaching about it. No, oh, hold your arm at a 45 degree angle so we can get the perfect shot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get the greatest sunset. Oh, wait. Could you hunch down so you can catch the wave? Like, to me, that's where it becomes rehearsed.
Yeah. And it's,
you know what I mean?
And it's draining.
Yeah.
After a while, like, damn. And she had said for a little bit, I believe, like, the second, because they were out there forever.
Right.
It was, like, 60-something days, right?
Right. Word.
So I believe the second week she was, like, oh, annoyed with him recording everything because she wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
I believe she didn't even have social media.
Yeah.
And then when she did create social media, she had like 2 pictures while he has like 15,000 followers, right? You said?
Facts, because he knows celebrities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's in a lot of these shots with like a lot of these celebrity public figure people. So, mm-hmm. yeah, she was a little take. I mean, and that would be intimidating for some people, you
especially
know?
If it's something that you're not used to. Like,
yeah.
I know that we all have friends and maybe we're the friends that do that. But because we are a little bit into social media
mm-hmm.
that take pictures of their food.
Oh, yeah.
Your food's going to get cold because you're like, oh, no, I have to get the perfect shot. Oh, can you pose like this? Oh, can you move? Like, when we would go out, like,
yeah.
Well, speaking for myself, I know you probably did it too. Can you move your hand? Your hand's on the corner. You know? Like, can you move back? Not even the watch. Good show, please. Thank you.
That's
you know?
Funny. That's funny. Dudes be out here really taking chicks on dates, not even getting stagged.
Well,
hey, you can have on a nice watch. You can have a nice car. She could, you can pick you up and all that.
You could be a nice guy.
Don't want you in my shot. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry. Another thing that I did want to bring up, speaking of materialistic things, because I know it was such a huge deal online.
Yeah.
And I want us to discuss this, but it was a big deal that Gabrielle Union came forward and said that her and Dwayne Wade go halfers on everything.
Yeah.
That they're a 50-50 couple.
First of all, why do you think there was such an outcry? Or such, why was that such made a big deal out of?
Well, I read the comments because I was interested. I honestly, we're 50-50. I get it. We're basic, normal Joes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're like your regular, typical couple.
Yeah.
But shit, if you live in California, everything's pretty pricey.
But okay, do you really think that they're 50-50, though?
Well, I don't think that. I think what she said is that they go half on bills.
Yeah.
Which, that's fine.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure if one wants to gift the other something ridiculously expensive, then that's fine.
Right.
But then I know that they were saying, like, well, he makes a lot more money than her, so why should she have to pay her money? You know, and it was even something that I heard on the radio.
Yeah.
Where it's like, when you have your place and say, for example, the your person comes and lives with you, why should the person moving in pay half? It was like literally like a conversation on the radio.
You know what it boils down to, man, in my opinion, and I hope I hope I don't offend anybody. In my opinion, I just think it comes to a point to where people just have like this innate feeling of I'm grown, you're grown. Nobody wants to feel like they have to take care of a grown ass person. I think at times it gets like that, whether people come out and publicly say it within their relationship or within their situationship or whomever they have, whomever they're shacking up with, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's not discussed. Maybe those are things that need to be discussed prior to even
move,
you know, the move in. Like, for example, right? My mom always told me, she's always told me this ever since that I can remember. She's always told me, if you're going to be messing with women and messing with a woman, or you're going to be living with a woman, make sure that you are clean. Make sure that she's clean. Make sure the house. She's like, I don't even care if it's not your house. Make sure you pick up after yourself. You clean up after yourself. Mm-hmm. You wash your dish, your plate, your this. You make sure you hold the door. You make sure the trash is taken out. Just don't be living with people or being at somebody's house and you're not, you know, contributing.
Comfortable as hell. Doing nothing. Yeah.
And like, honestly, I still move with that intention. When I go to people's house, you see me. You be like, nah, babe, just leave it there. Like, even when I go to your mom's house, I'm like, I'm gonna wash my plate, wash my fork. You know? But it's like, that's it. That's just in me. But like, I know that that's not status quo.
No, definitely not everyone.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as it correlates to them, to Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, it's like, regardless of where you live, it's a mentality. Okay. Like, I feel like, okay, I do all that I do for you because my girl reciprocates that energy tenfold. So for me, it's like, I know my girl probably had like a long ass drive. Her commute is long every day. So I try to be two steps ahead. I'm like, you know what? Let me go get dinner. Let me have dinner ready. Let me do this. All right, we going on a trip. Let me try to book our itinerary. Shit that you don't have to worry about. That's my mentality, you know, as your partner. So, and you know, we've gone on trips before and you didn't have a say in any of the itinerary. You know what I'm saying? And I planned it out. You just like, oh, babe, you know? And then when we get there, you might say, oh, babe, I want to do this or let's go do that. Cool, no problem. You know? But it's like, you know?
But I believe because both of us are like that, it's not a problem when the other does things. Does that make sense? Because I feel like with these couples, it's like, well, we're 50-50. And it's quick to be like, well, I do this for you. Well, I do that for you. Well, the other day I did this. Well, no, I did that the other day. Like, you know, it's the back and forth thing.
Yeah.
So with us, it's like there has been trips where Vanessa does nothing and Vanessa pays not 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other trips where it's like, I want to do this. Oh, I got this for us already.
Right.
Or you know what? I looked into this hotel. I want to stay here. I covered it. Or right. I'm thinking we should do this. Let me look into flights and we'll do it. But I do it willingly without even you having to tell me or making it uncomfortable.
Right, and vice versa.
Well, can I finish,
yes.
Sir?
Yes.
So, and it's not like, oh, so it's this much. Are you going to pay your half? Or how are we going to do this? Should we split it?
To me, that's crazy.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like, you should have an understanding with your couple. Whatever the fuck works for you and your couple works for you and your couple.
Facts.
It might not work for the couple next to you. And it doesn't matter because, you know, every household is different.
Right.
But in this case, I'm like, why was the internet so shook?
You know what's crazy, though? I kind of also sort of equate that to, you know how, like, what's your common joke that you say, like, when I'm about to take you on a date? It's like, like, we'll be getting ready to go. We'll be spraying cologne, about to get in the car. And then you'll say, oh, hold on, babe, hold on. Like, you'll go say, what do you usually say?
When we're leaving? What did I tell you?
It's like a little running joke that we've had before every day. You'll say, oh, you'll be like, I'm going to bring it anyway because I know I don't need it. like your, like referring to like your card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every single date, like you always do that, right? But it's just funny because it's like, not, but like you actually said it when we were out on Mother's Day. I took my girl and my mother-in-law on a date. You know what I'm saying? For Mother's Day, and then you were like, your card is gonna decline. Which, like, you were joking though, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if it did, I wasn't worried. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, my girl got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that would, but that's never happened, by the way.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, especially on a date. And because, well, that joke, I said it because you lost your Costco card.
Yes.
So when he said, oh, I lost my card, and it was a joke, I was like, oh, all of a sudden you lost your debit card. And he's like, what? I didn't say my debit card. I said my Costco card. And we were getting ready to leave.
Yeah, that's why.
I said, don't bust your I lost my card on me.
but she'll say that before a date.
Yeah,
though.
But I always say it like, yeah. I should bring my credit card just in case. But it's a running joke.
She'll say, yeah. She's like, oh, even though I know I won't need it. Like, shit like that. So I just think, but those are real situations. Like,
oh, and Ben.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've dated broke guys before.
Oh, I'm going to excuse myself to the restroom.
Not like that.
But I'm saying, like...
No, you know what I hate? I hate. And I've had this conversation with my gay friend also, which he's very manly. And he hates that half-ass dates. Or he said, I feel like such a bad vibe when the bill comes. He was like, and if he's like hesitant or if I see the person shaky, he was like, I'll take the bill. And that's the last fucking time I see you.
Yeah.
He said, because I get it, like, if we're going halfers, or I get it. He's like, I even appreciate someone being honest. Like, can you get it this time? I got it next time.
Right.
I'll respect that. Mm-hmm. He's like, and I'll see that person again. But when it's, like, awkward and we can't confront him and be like, halfers? He's like, I've been to plenty of dates where I'm like, halfers?
Yeah.
Before the guys even, not me, I'm saying him.
Right.
Where he's like, it's easier for me just to be straightforward. Or I got it this time, and you'll get it next time. But as soon as it's the next time, and the next time doesn't come, I'm like, oh, you're one of them.
See, I would have to gauge that depending on how the date was going.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Well, I think for guys it's a little hard,
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, in my broke days, I was never reaching my hand out. You got it, girl.
That is horrible.
Hey, I was broke. I have nothing to offer. But, you know.
But dick. Okay.
That's it. That's when I was broke.
Uh-uh.
Those days are far and few in between.
Shit. Man.
Hey, thank God for greener pastures. Okay? We have graduated. We have been delivered. I've seen the light.
Keep working on him, God. Thank you.
He is not finished with me yet. Okay? Testify, Huntay.
So coming back to materialistic things. What do you think makes a person go out of their way to show what they have? Don't bring up my watch situation date, please.
No, I'm not gonna bring that up.
Go to episode 24, I believe. Yeah,
you wanna hear that story? Go back and listen to one of the previous episodes. She gets very in depth about that.
I hate, and I'm saying it again. I hate when a guy is showy for no reason.
For guys, I think it breeds a lot of insecurity for that.
That's a machismo?
Not solely based or predicated on machismo. Yes, that's an attribute of it, but I just think it breeds insecurity only because A, this is something that he's never previously had. Now that he probably has the means to get it, he feels the need to want to show it off. He feels like that's what makes him self-confident, and he thinks that that's what, if he leads with that, that's what's going to get him the girl or the attention that he's seeking from women. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't tell you how many times where I thought or felt I needed to do something to get the attention of a woman. Whereas I realized, like, damn, just me leveraging who I am as an individual and as a person, that goes 10 times as far as a fucking watch or a vehicle. I'm telling you. My broke days, I didn't have nothing to offer a woman.
But the amazing personality, huh?
I had nothing. So you had to get creative. You better be making them laugh. You better be cracking jokes. You better be ringling Barnum and Bailey. You better be like them dudes on Alameda who be fucking juggling and shit. The motherfucking bowling pins. Bruh, it's a one-stop shop. One man, band man. You, one band, one sound. You better make that shit happen. Man, that was my thing. My thing was to get, like, you know, make chicks laugh.
Charm her away.
Because niggas is broke. We damn sure ain't going on no date. And if we do, you paying.
You got it? Cool.
So it's like, you know what I mean? And that's me keeping it honest. Like, that's full transparency. Like, you know, I was broke back in the day, man. I was. I ain't even going to sit here and lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sit at a comfortable position now today to where I can afford to take my woman on a date. I can afford to take my woman on a trip. And that's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Because I remember the times and the days that I could not do that. However, I just think how, as it correlates to your question, to answer it, let me just answer it this way fully, right? Why do, like, men, at times we do stupid shit.
All the time.
Like, why do we feel the need? Why do we feel the need to go and, oh, I gotta remove one chain link from this watch. She won't see it if it swirls around my wrist. Or let me spray the whole bottle of cologne. Not half, the whole bottle. I guarantee she gonna look my way. Like, what the fuck we be doing? Like, we do dumb shit, man. Dude, just be yourself, very, my nigga. Iron your clothes, shit. Brush your teeth. You know what I mean? Have a coat. Get a haircut.
Put some lotion on.
Yeah, women we, like all yeah, that shit on the men. Yeah. Women like they men to be well-groomed. Mm-hmm. Please, you know what I'm saying? Don't come in her face talking crazy, breath humming. Like, nah, man, just come. Be yourself. Be soft, smooth, suave. You know what I mean? Act like you got some sense. Don't be like, you know, please. Don't be too soft. You know what I mean?
Please act like you got some sense.
And that, and you know, and you don't have to lead with materialistic things. That I said all that to say that. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to lead with materialistic shit once a woman identifies that you have some sort of substance. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, women respond to manly features and all that shit. They like that shit. Oh, damn, you can pick me up? Oh, you can take care of me and shit? Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I'm safe with you. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at my girl over here smiling and shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, check. Right? You know, and okay. I agree.
Right.
All the way.
You know? So, it's like, you know, but the dudes who do decide to lead with that, and women too, y'all not exempt. Women just be trying to lead with, you know what I mean, what they got. At times, it ain't about what you got. What's in that brain of yours? What's between them two, that big-ass forehead and them two ears y'all got? What's between it?
You know what I mean? Them legs, you see?
We know what's between that. You know what I mean? Not those pair of lips. I'm talking about the words that come up. The top pair.
What do you think? What's your biggest pet peeve in when it comes to materialistic things? Like, that a woman does for herself or that she's into or whatever it is. I'm thinking, you see?
That's a good question. For me...
Got him.
I hate when a woman is constantly talking about what she has, but never refers to what she does for other people. To me, that is a direct turnoff.
Oh, okay.
You know? Because it's like, that's dope. I think it's dope that you've put yourself in a position to be able to acquire all these goddamn handbags, Dooney and Burke and Coach and Gucci and all this shit and all these red bottom shoes and all this materialistic shit, all these accessories, all these eyelashes. Y'all need these damn eyelashes. Y'all about to fly off like Dumbo and shit, man. God damn. I'll just be like, what the fuck? They getting bigger and bigger, ain't they?
Yeah.
Talk about materialistic shit, boy. That God damn. You know what I mean? I think it's dope that a woman can keep herself up. You know what I mean? You put yourself in a position. You got a job. You don't need no man. You boss the fuck up. I love a woman that's bossed up. When I met you, you was bossed up.
I still.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying when I met you. You know what I'm saying? Currently, you still bossed up. Mm, you know what I mean? And I like that. I like the fact that you was like, okay, you know. I'm like, damn, all right, damn. Okay, cool. Sassy and shit, you know. But usually most women who got their own shit, you get come with a little sass. Mm-hmm. Come with a little, you know what I mean? A little spice. You know what I mean? Y'all come with a little McCormick. Little Lowry's, you know? Y'all come seasoned.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So, just know, if you're a woman and you're giving off that kind of energy, you're going to attract that as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? From a man. Because, you know, women innately, they may never, ever come out and say this, right? Because I believe that a woman knows within the first 5 minutes if she's going to sleep with a man or not. Most women know that, in my opinion.
Sometimes we don't.
I'm not saying...
Things change.
Hey, there are exceptions to every rule. But in my opinion, in Wayne's warped mind, yeah, uh-huh, Wayne's World. I think that women know that. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. And I believe, like, the pussy go dry when the dude, like, they don't like, start opening his mouth. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like,
this you, date's over.
Right. Officially can, or can you shut out. Up? Yeah. Like, you know, let your homie talk, because at least, you know, yeah. He cute. And you know?
The toxicness, I tell you.
I'm just saying. Come on, man. We not finna sit here and act like that didn't happen. Damn. I wish I met your homie first.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and lie. That's
hey, ladies, I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm fried. But nah, real talk, though. Like, I think that, okay, so. Damn, what was your question?
See, all over the place with your toxic self. Focus.
You said, well.
I said, what is it that you hate that women focus on materialistic?
So that, like, when they, okay, if something is. If something like a materialistic possession deters you from doing for other people, and like that's the highlight, is that all you can refer to is just like what you have and your materialistic possessions, that's a huge red flag for me. And it's also a turnoff, because it's like, what do you do for other people? How do you uplift? How do you breathe life into other people? How do you treat your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's this shit matters, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Do you stimulate me mentally? Like, can I talk to you about real life world news? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or are you only intrigued by the fact that Cardi B and Offset got a meal at McDonald's? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like,
I feel like I'm very high maintenance to be low maintenance, if that makes sense. Let me explain.
Yeah,
that
I was about
to
say elaborate, because you probably lost some of the listeners.
Yeah, and they're probably like, what? Oh, shut up.
High maintenance, low maintenance.
No, I'm high maintenance to stay low maintenance. Now with a son, mm-hmm. we're always on the go. Let's go. So I always have a manicure and a pedicure. It's a must. The eyelashes, most of the time, are a must.
Facts.
My hair is
definitely
a must.
That's the first thing, that
and
first order of business.
If any of you know how much any of this costs, it's pretty expensive.
What?
Just for a mani and a patty. Mani and a petty. What the hell did I say?
Patty.
Patty who? Patty cake. And then just eyelashes itself.
Upwards of what? 200-300?
About.
Yeah.
But I don't even find that materialistic. Do you?
Nah, that's a part of self-care, self-maintenance.
Okay,
like,
cool. See, that's why he's my man. Nah. That's why he's my man.
Nah, because, like, you know, like me, I get a haircut, and I pay pretty top dollar for my haircut, too, but I don't see
and
it as, like...
2 weeks, religiously.
Yeah, twice a month, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's not only is it, I don't see it as materialistic, I see that as just, you know, part of grooming, maintenance. Yeah. And that's time with my barber, because I've known my barber for 20 years. So, like, it's really, like, guy time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I'm in the chair.
What do you find materialistic or necessary? Because, I mean, you have, and not to, like, put you out there, but you have a pretty ridiculous collection of shoes. Would you consider that materialistic?
I think that's a vice, okay? If we
you feel attacked?
It is a vice,
you
okay?
Feel away?
It is a vice. I have actually calmed down a lot. Before,
have you really?
Absolutely. After, before, what? Before I moved in, before when I used to have, when I before I moved in, and you had your place and I had my place. You remember how many shoes I had before I decided? Me
yes,
and you,
it was ridiculous.
And how many
and
I got rid of?
It's still
and it's
ridiculous,
still ridiculous, right?
Yes.
So yeah, like, and honestly, yes, okay, I still buy shoes, but not at the rate when I was single. Oh, what? Like, when I was single? Are you kidding me?
It's still materialistic.
It is. No, okay. If I'm being honest, yes, it's
honest,
excessive.
He keeps making excuses.
It's a vice, because I couldn't afford Jordans. I think that's part of the reason why. I think it's relative.
Don't go back to your childhood trauma.
I think it's part of the reason why I buy them, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, not to excuse myself or, you know, absolve me from buying sneakers. I do have a problem. I'm addicted to fucking sneakers. But, that definitely. Because my Jordans are like fucking $200, $220. I'm a size 13. Ain't shit cheap. Ain't no kid prices here. What? unless it's the Dunks, the Pandas, you know what I'm saying? Or Nike Dunks or SBs. Those are like 110, 120. Are the mids? The mids are 125. I got like 6-7 pairs of mids. But when it comes to the retros, oh yeah, 200 north of 250 and up. The most, okay, this is a real question you should be asking. The most I've ever paid for a sneaker in my life, I'll let you guess.
350.
Close. 338. Mm-hmm. Care to ask which ones?
No.
They're the ones you lost, actually.
The ones I lost?
Yeah. The ones you can't, or the ones you, I should say the ones you can't find.
Oh, my pair that I lost. Oh, those were my most expensive, and I lost them, and I don't know where they're at.
Your Bird 11s, right?
Whoever took them, give them back. They were $300 for me.
I had mine, I'm a size 13. 330, this is with shipping and everything.
See, taxes. For me, this is ridiculously materialistic, and I'm glad that we're having this conversation while recording, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, but now all this money go to my son, so it's like...
Mostly, we still both have a shopping addiction.
Well, we've cut back. Well, let me speak for me. I have Hold on. If it's me with shoes, girl, it is you with clothes. Okay.
Let me bust a Wayne. I was poor and I never had clothes growing up.
I didn't say
I'm kidding have because clothes. My mom will come on this and tell me I'm lying. Nah. I'm lying. I was so spoiled growing up. Luckily, like I said, I never knew I was poor. But I don't know.
This girl has fucking bins. This girl has dressers and more bins full of unworn outfits. I mean, we can go from one end of the spectrum to another. We talking beach outfits. We talking sundresses, jeans, halter tops. We talking workout gear. Stop playing with me, man. Are you serious?
I have when snow it, gear too, and we don't even live.
Exactly. When it comes to your clothes versus my shoes, it is not even close, buddy.
So...
She can really open up an Etsy store right now.
I feel attacked, but regardless of, I honestly, I'm going to say this because I truly feel this way. I love being a woman. I love dressing up. Okay. I love dressing down. I love playing dress up. Like, I'm not a fucking cowgirl, but I want to be a cowgirl, so I'm going to buy some cowboy boots. You know, I want a cute leopard dress. Why not?
Damn. Shit, and why you over here bullshitting? You about to catch me in sneakers. Your shit is up there now, bro.
And that's because of you. Not me.
Your shit is
There's
pretty...
There's certain things I don't want to spend on, and materialistic is not... Like, look. Wayne must have the most latest cell phone. Always. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to spend $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500 or... $1,700 on a phone. I'm gonna go on vacation with that money.
And we going on vacation.
I know, but I'm not gonna buy a new phone.
Babe, I'm broke though. Stop making the people think that I got.
Oh, I know. Yeah, don't think that we have money. We're just stupid. We make poor decisions. That's it.
I'm broke.
Don't think anything of it.
I ain't got nothing. I ain't got it.
So coming back to materialistic things, why do you think people focus on those things so much?
I just think that people don't really take the time to get to truly know people, especially in today's day and age, unfortunately.
I know that all the time I say it, and I know that you know me well, and you know that I dress up for me.
Yes.
I don't dress up for social media. I don't dress up for work. No, I love to get compliments like every other woman, of course. And I always get them. So to me, when we go out and it's like I get a compliment or two or three or five, it's like great, you know? But it's like I don't do it for that.
You don't do it with sense. That's not the intended purpose is to get compliments. No, you do it for yourself. No, I
love it.
You've always been like that. You've always been like that.
And I think that's what leads to my shopping addiction. I will literally be at work working, if any of my coworkers or bosses listen to this, working away. And if an idea comes to my head, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I can find this. Literally, I'm sitting there mid-call or mid-whatever I'm doing at work. And I'm like, oh, I would like this. Mm-hmm. And I'll literally, like, Google if I can find whatever it is that I want.
Yeah. And I just think, like, to get back to your question, I just feel like that's what it is. Like, see, if people had it to where they didn't have to lead or feel the need to... have to want to lead with materialistic shit, Because those are the people who are easily tricked. Like, those are probably the same people who fall for scams. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. Hey, I got this big-ass car, and I got all this money, and da-da-da. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you
lead with thinking that's who they are.
Yeah, and that's, and they make the mistake that it's always going to be like that. Mm-hmm. And then you start to get with a person and be around them, and you start to really see, like, the layers, and you peel back the onion a little bit, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, shit, it's not much. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the cover's low-key kind of bare here.
I think at the beginning of the podcast, that's what I was trying to get to. I feel like a lot of times when you go based on materialistic things, you go with a certain image, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you go for. So I don't think you fully love or fall in love with that person.
Word.
You're liking what they bring to the table.
Right.
Have you ever had a friend that has plugs, or like that's that friend?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you like the benefit of it.
It's a fact.
You love the perks.
Yeah. I mean, if you really think about it, like, there are people to this day who still, like, have a weed man. That's their, and they don't really, that's your plug. A sneaker man. That's your plug. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody who can fulfill a need or fill a void, it's your plug. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? By default. You know what I mean? Insert whatever you want to insert into that blank. Fill in the blank.
Think I have plugs anymore.
No? Mm-mm. Man, I mean, I'm sure there's been times where... See, and you know what? Guys do that too. A lot. Like, oh, let me buy you a drink. That, bro, this is 2023. Women can buy your ass a drink. Like...
Two, three,
you know what I'm saying? A couple drinks. They can buy you a bottle, my G. They can buy you... I know chicks who can buy bottle service and not think twice about it and just shoo your ass on your way. Like, we are in modern times, bro. Like, you got to start getting more creative.
Speaking of, so I'll confess, in my single days, I am the girl that I'm like, you want to buy me a drink? You can buy me a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Buy me a drink.
Right.
You know? My best friend, no. She's Miss Independent. I make fucking money. I have, you know, like, she's well-educated. She has an amazing fucking job.
I think I don't need to buy me a drink. She is a bad bitch.
So she's like, I don't need shit from no one. I got this. And she would literally be that person. And I would be the one that's like, I don't need shit from no one, but get it. you know, like, why not?
Yeah.
There's two type of people in this world,
by the way. It's a fact. Like, yeah. Yeah, it is. Because, like, you know, my best friends, it's crazy. Like, you know, same shit. You go out and they the type of dudes that don't let you pay for shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like, I've seen them, like, sun chicks in a weird way. Like, it's like, oh, you can't buy me a drink or, like, anything like that. And, like, oh, and they'll say, oh, no, a drink. What? They'll buy them the whole bottle, like, just to prove a point. They're like, oh, no, what you drinking? Oh, you can have a whole bottle. Drink that. And just leave and not want nothing from them.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of fucked up. That's kind of a diss, okay? I don't know how I would feel about
that's
that.
That's a fact, you know what I mean? But I think that now I just feel, man, people don't take the time to get to know people. People are not clear in their intentions. That's why you see so many different people running around here in situationships, you know, really not fully doing their investigative homework or doing their homework in general. About who a person is or what a person wants from you. And that's they find themselves
you.
And shit. And
how many people do you think actually slide in DMs just because based on, oh, this person looks...
The look.
Wealthy.
It's the look.
Besides the look. You know? Like, not the, oh, not, this, not, this not guy the look looks
in,
like...
Yeah. Not the look in terms of appearance.
Yeah.
The look. Yeah. Of like, oh, shit. Like, damn, this IG lit. Or her IG lit. Like, let me see what's popping. Like, but okay, so... Let's play the scenario out a little bit. Like, let's role play.
Let's do it.
So, I slide in your DM. You give me, like, the eyes. Oh,
no, shit. That's Wayne Sting, the you eyes.
Know?
Uh-huh.
Boom, and then, you know, you give me the little cute little heart, like, blush back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, boom. I bet. So, what's up? I'm in your city. Like, you know, that's usually how I start. Oh, I'm in your city. What's up? Like, da-da-da. I'm looking for a place to eat or looking for a place to kick it. Da-da-da. And you would probably say what?
Well, where we can go.
Right. So then I come up with like this elaborate ass plan, like, oh, I know such and such. They start leading with That shit. That's annoying too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like when, like, you know how we were just talking about the plug? Like when a person who said they're a plug and they're not the plug, oh my God, that is the worst. Like, I'm sure you've been somewhere where they're like, huh? What? Drinks all night, free entry, da da da. You get there, you waiting. Oh, hold on. He said,
come through, right?
Yeah, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Come on, man. Like, those are the worst people. Like, yeah. Like who act like they got it. Mm-hmm. Like, who act like they got materialistic shit, or they act like they the plug and they don't got shit. Like, they're, you know what I mean? Themselves. Yeah, it's like, you a whole character of yourself. You actually believe you this,
like,
person.
I was going to tell you that. Yeah. I feel like those people imagine or believe themselves. Like, they lie to themselves, yes, that they're that person. Yeah. And it's so deep that it's like, nah, I got this. I think I could pull it.
Man, niggas just be shooting in the dark, mm-hmm, just hoping anything land, hit anything hit. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. See, and that's the shit that be bothering me, right? Because it's like, you go through these elaborate-ass twists and plots in your mind. You literally come up and conjure up these thoughts, feelings, and emotions about how you can psych a chick into liking you by make-believing her think that you actually have all the shit that you told her that you have. Mm-hmm. And you don't have any of it, right? Mm-hmm. But why not, like, literally conjure up the same thoughts and put the same effort and energy into actually trying to go get the shit?
Exactly. Like, it's crazy, right? Once again, it's the materialistic shit that's convincing you about that person. It's not even the person yet.
Yeah, and you're totally right about that. Something I did want to ask you, though, is, do you think that people take advantage of materialistic things at work? Like, stuff that's offered to them, maybe through their boss, maybe, like, in certain incentives, certain bonuses. Like, I feel like there's, like, some people, yes, I get why you would feel the need to, like, want to, you know, get grasp a hold of these things because you spend so much time at work that you feel like, I'm entitled, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel like some people take advantage.
Man, oh man, once again, hopefully management doesn't listen to our podcast. Once again, because, yeah, a whole lot. Mm-hmm. My boss actually really spoils us at work. He wants to make sure that his employees are good. He does understand that we're there 8 to 10 hours, mm-hmm, of the day. So we have a fully stocked fridge with about 10 different type of drinks. Even Mexican Cokes, because we requested them, and he was like, okay.
They hit different.
Trust me, they do.
Yeah. I'll be hella. If somebody want to be materialistic and give me some Mexican Cokes, by all means, I'm here for it.
So we have, like, Costco bringing a shipment about twice a week.
Wow.
Full, like, a cart full of shit.
Wow.
And I'm talking chips, cookies, we have cereal, they bring us iced coffee, we have, like, a Keurig, we have, fridge, like, you know, coffee in the fridge. We
always
have
always fully stocked.
All kind of shit. They bring us string cheese, all kind of shit. Always, like, fully literally
stocked. Okay.
Fruit, fresh fruit every day.
So I'll be in the fridge every day if I work with you.
So see, I feel like there is days where I'm like, damn, what the fuck, I'm hungry today. Mm-hmm. You know, in the morning, first thing I do, but I do take my lunch, and you know, I do take my waters, and I do take my own coffee, so I don't feel the need to overdo it. Mm-hmm. Just because then it would be selfish or materialistic of me just to grab it.
Right.
But some people, if you open that cabinet, that desk, full of shit.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, okay, I get it, but you have to understand that it's an office of about, right, 50 people. And not only that, like, on Fridays we do get food. He always caters and he goes all out, you know? Right. Like I said, we're well taken care of. I can honestly say that half of the food stays.
Yeah.
Half of the food ordered.
Don't nobody be taking that home?
Hell yeah, they do. Like, people more than are normal? Savages. Some people, I'll seriously look up, and it's not that I'm just looking at them, but it's like, you're eating.
Yeah.
You're just going to finish your plate, and it's like, damn, it's the third time I see this person here.
Yeah.
Seconds for sure, you know?
I hate when people, like, say, like, you and some of your coworkers, like, y'all decide that y'all want to get lunch and y'all all pitch in. It's not catered by, like, your boss or nothing. But, like, other people just feel, like, the need to, like, come just, like, get some of your lunch and they didn't put in on it. Shit bothers me. I'm sorry.
It does. And it's, like, I get it. It's the company. But we've even had events at work where it's like private events, you know, so it's about 8-10 people that actually were invited to this or were part of this event, or, you know, like a gift exchange. They have a book reading club at work too. Like, they have different little events as well, and they'll cater, and some of the people that I didn't even pick, like, that are nothing to do with that group will get food. Mm-hmm. That is insane to me.
That is crazy. That's super insane.
I know. So I feel like, in a way, that's my boss. He is very giving with us. But in a way, I do believe that a lot of people do overly take advantage of that. Mm.
That's crazy, man.
And speaking of materialistic, I really miss those Dodger tickets. My sad breakup of this year. My boss did not renew. Huh? He did not renew his season tickets, and they hurt. Nah, they hurt so much.
Them seats was them shits, boy.
Right? Wayne went a few times.
You man, every time I sat in them seats, you could have just called me Mr. Materialistic. Give me a jersey that said Mr. Materialistic right here.
You like that rich life?
What? Nah, man. Yeah, that shit was different. Before we get out of here, though, I wanted to touch on one other thing. So we've been on this subject of materialistics and materialism and, you know,
selfishness, because I think it all, like, adds up, right? Yeah, it's all together.
For sure. Do you feel that either one of us is materialistic?
I feel like both of us are.
In what regard?
I know that I mentioned the whole shoe thing earlier, mm-hmm. But I do also feel like we're bad spenders, right?
Yeah.
And I know that we both say the same thing, like, well, I didn't have it. Just because you have it now doesn't mean you have to spend it. And I mean the money.
Do you think we're impulse buyers?
Oh, for sure. Like I said, some of these outfits I don't need. Every time that I go on vacation, I never repeat, and you have no idea how stupid I feel saying this. And I have to say it in this podcast. I feel stupid as hell that I do not repeat my vacation outfits. Do you guys remember what I wore in Cancun 4 years ago? No.
No.
Do you remember what I wore last year? No.
But it's for your mental psyche.
Exactly. But it's ridiculous that I have to buy a whole 15 outfits for a 5-day trip because I change 2-3 times a day.
Try 2025.
What? 2025 what? No, 15 outfits.
It's going to be like 2025 by the time we get on the plane.
He's trying to make me look bad, y'all.
No, I'm messing with her. We like 16, 17.
We're in the middle. We meet halfway. But you see what I mean? Like, it's so not necessary. And I know that because I'm admitting it in the podcast. Yeah. And I know myself.
She don't care because she don't carry her bag anyway.
Well, see, maybe you should make me carry it for I can know it's heavy. And then I won't pack that much. I'm always under 50 pounds, though. I weigh it before I leave.
Oh, man. Nah, but yeah, I guess you're right in that regard. We are bad spenders when it comes to certain stuff like that.
Really bad. And you know what? I hate the fact that I'm an impulsive purchaser. Like, I'm an impulsive buyer. So anything that says sell, I'm going to buy. Anything, like, that's how I got our Disney passes.
True.
I didn't even hesitate. I didn't even talk to you about it.
No,
I just purchased them, and I was like, oh, hey, babe, by the way, kind of
got Disney pass.
We're kind of, you know.
Okay, babe. Oh yeah, don't worry. Don't even you know, we'll talk the particulars later. Okay, babe. Cool. I'm at work.
So I feel like it's that more than anything. But I do feel like you have to enjoy yourself. You know, you have to enjoy life. And if being materialistic is your thing, then fuck it. If you work for it, then fuck it.
One thing I agree with you on that. One thing I am glad, I mean, we still do here and there occasionally, every now and again, but we have cut down on eating out a lot. We do, like, cook dinners more at home, and we make our breakfast at home.
Well, because we're trying to be fit.
Well, I'm saying, but, like, before, shit. Boy, what? 5-6 times a week. Especially during the pandemic, too, but which is crazy, right? we still was eating out, still finding.
That's how we got COVID.
We was going to Orange County. It's like shit.
That's how we got COVID a few times.
Ain't shit clothes out here.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy, man. But nah, I just hope that I hope you guys like really. If you're in situationships, if you're trying to get to know somebody, know the core of them. Know a person for, find out what they're about. Find out what they stand for, what they're willing to stand for, what they're not willing to stand for. And don't leave with no materialistic shit, man. Look, I'm telling you this as a soon-to-be 40-year-old man. I am dating myself, I know.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ooh.
And this is
I'm what, not his age, by the way.
And it, no, 35. 35.
No, don't even tell them my age.
35. Under, they don't know what 35 means. 30. 35. 35, girl. Chill out. And, you know. So, yeah, I'm telling y'all this with a now clear level of understanding. Shit, when I was 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, boy, I was materialistic as they come. Couldn't tell me nothing. Broke as hell, but materialistic. I know. Funny,
that's
right?
That's crazy. That's irony. A crazy combination.
How you broke and bougie?
The two Bs.
Right? My nigga is broke and bougie.
So, I just want to thank you guys. I know that the love doesn't stop. I know that we always have people reaching out to us when we don't record for a week or so. You guys do reach out. Let us know, like, hey, did you release? Or what's going to happen with the podcast?
I didn't get an alert. No, your phone's not broke. Appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. We do still see the numbers going up. We try to tap in with you guys as much as possible. Like I said, at times, it is either recording or laundry, or the grocery, or a doctor's appointment, or anything else that we have going on with life. But we try to make this our priority as well.
Word is bond, man. We always want to, you know, keep our platform as a safe haven, a safe space for y'all to come listen, you know, vibe out, tune out, chill out, kick back with us for like 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long the episode is. But, you know, just don't be materialistic, man. You know, if you are, you are. Get over that. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you figure it out on the other side. It's a beautiful side, man, once you, like, get that under control, you know?
And if you're materialistic and you pay for your own shit, it's all good. It's okay.
Yeah. You know? Because can't nobody tell you how to control nothing. It's your money. You know what I mean? You know? Knock yourself out. Retail therapy. No, I'm playing.
Who needs a therapist?
We appreciate y'all, though, man. Keep tuning in. As always, I am your boy, Wayne Hicks.
And I am Vanessa Hurst. Thank you for tuning in, guys.
Appreciate y'all tuning in to the podcast, man. We're going to let Al take y'all out, man. Peace. Bye. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.